The cost of living in sub-Saharan Africa is increasing due to weak currencies in the region. This has resulted in higher prices for food, transportation, and commodities. In Nigeria, for example, the price of frozen chicken has increased by over 26% in the past 3 months. Customers are buying less, and businesses are struggling to sell their goods. The weakening of currencies, such as the Nigerian Naira and the Angolan Kwanza, is caused by factors such as a shortage of foreign exchange and a reliance on imports. The shortage of foreign exchange leads to higher exchange rates, making it more expensive for businesses to import raw materials. These increased costs are then passed on to consumers through higher prices. Additionally, businesses may have difficulty retrieving their money in foreign currency from the central bank, causing them to suspend operations. This has a negative impact on the economy and can deter foreign investors. Oil-producing countries like Nigeria and Angola, despite selling oil in US dollars, have accumulated large debts and heavily subsidize local fuel and energy prices, which depletes their foreign currency reserves. Governments in the region are taking measures to address the issue. For example, Nigeria's central bank plans to inject $10 billion worth of foreign exchange into the market to settle foreign exchange debts. They have also lifted bans on certain imported items to reduce demand for foreign currency. Ghana has implemented a gold for oil policy, using gold instead of cash to buy oil and save foreign reserves. Egypt has sought barter agreements to reduce reliance on the US dollar. These efforts aim to stabilize local currencies and reduce dependence on foreign currencies. To support local currencies, African countries need to trade more with each other and buy locally made goods. The implementation of the Continental Free Trade Agreement, AFCFTA, is seen as a way to boost intra-African trade and investment. However, challenges such as weak infrastructure and connectivity hinder trade within the continent. Strengthening productivity and competitiveness, as well as improving infrastructure, are crucial for Africa to match global standards in goods and services. The impact of weak currencies is evident in businesses like Aranola Omolayo's frozen food store in Lagos. With soaring prices, customers are buying less, and businesses are struggling to make sales. To overcome these challenges, it is important for African countries to prioritize trade within the continent and support local currencies through increased productivity and competitiveness.